You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. Okay, so we'll get this out of the way. We were talking about Monday Night Football last night. The Jets and the Bills was a close game. I didn't watch it. Snowcone did, so... You know, we rely on Snowcone to watch football for us and keep us up to speed on what's going on in the NFL. Because Laszlo and myself, we can't be bothered. But Snowcone, he watched the game last night, and so you may be aware of
the second half.
Well, I woke up to this just like I go to several places for news, and one of the things I do when I first wake up is just scroll through our news, and you know, there's sports mixed in there. But this morning it was like Monday Night Football story, then a regular news story, then a Monday Night Football story, then and all of these Monday Night Football stories.
Pretty decent game, but I don't know what the major stories.
It was about the officiating, and I just keep seeing different stories. So Warren Sharp, he works for Fox Sports. I didn't know who he was. Are you familiar with him, Warren Sharp? I was afraid you'd be like, you don't know who that is. I looked him up, and it says that he works for Fox Sports. But I saw that he said that was just one of the things that was posted on our news/our sports. He said tonight feels like we're watching the refs call. A makeup call after a bad call after a makeup call after a bad call after makeup call after bad call after makeup call, and he goes on and on and on. And then there were other articles. I see Sports Illustrated had a story that just said Bills Jets Monday Night Football matchup marred by embarrassing showing from officials. It says the referees stole the primetime spotlight Monday night by mismanaging the Bills' close win over the Jets through a storm of poorly called penalties.
Like that holding that brought the touchdown back for the Jets. That was pretty ticky-tacky. That was like... Right.
Well, you know what I thought was interesting is when they asked...
Aaron Rodgers said that's not roughing the passer that
against
happened
me.
Against me.
Yeah, really?
He said, that's not roughing the passer.
I didn't think that was either.
He says it. Hold on, I've got a clip of him saying that.
That seemed a little ridiculous. Some of them seemed really bad, including the roughing the passer on me. That's not roughing the passer. I was about to play sarcastic ball if we're going to call those things. And I thought the one on Kinlaw was not roughing the passer either.
Might as well play what ball? Sarcastic ball?
Sarcastic ball?
Sarcastic ball? Sarcastic ball? I can't
tell you that again.
Might as well play sarcastic ball.
Passer on me, that's not roughing the passer. I was about to play sarcastic ball for
It's a reference
things.
To a South Park
episode.
Yeah,
I thought the one on Kinlaw.
You know, say what you will about Aaron Rodgers, and I've said many things. He's a good-looking guy. In that press conference, he had a suit on, and his hair's all combed. Like, Jesus Christ, this guy looks like a movie star.
And he's a good football player.
Yeah, he's a good football player. There's never been any doubt about that. He's not the greatest.
No.
And I don't think there's ever been a time when he was the greatest. Well, there hasn't been because he played with Brady and then Mahomes. Yeah. And, you know, so it is what it is. He's great.
He's great. I think he's kind of been miscast because people said, oh, he might be the greatest.
They wanted him to be.
And it's like, no, that's why. If you just said, hey, he's really good.
Yeah.
I think everybody would be like, yeah, he is really good.
Well, you couldn't count him out of the playoffs, but, I mean, what? That good quarterbacks get you to the playoffs, you know? I mean, and he's great.
Really great. He got to the playoffs all the time. Like, he got there, but he's just, you know, A lot of guys can't. It's hard to win.
Right.
You know, the playoffs are hard to win. You know why? Because the teams are good.
Yes.
You know,
that's right.
So the greatest.
Are by accident.
The greatest, when you say the greatest, those are the guys that figure out ways to win.
Well, they said the game. Let me see the stat that they had here. How many flags? They hurled 22 flags, many of them in rapid succession from one play to the next. They say many of the calls. Many of these calls prompted equally horrendous makeup style calls, which is what the Sharp guy was saying earlier, not to mention what looked to be a botched call on the field that was quickly shut down by booth review. There was some call on Thursday night's game.
Oh, I remember
what
the
was
booth
that?
Review one.
Last week?
Or no, last I'm talking night? About last night, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was like a fumble that they called it a fumble, and I'm sitting there like, what? And then come back on 10 seconds later, and they're like, actually, never mind, it was not a fumble, or... Because the New York got in their ear, like there was no challenge involved. They're just like, that wasn't a fumble.
You would think that this happened during the strike. Remember during the strike, and like, oh, we'll just get other officials in there. Everyone's like,
yeah.
As fans were like, well, that sucks for the officials, but I guess, you know, they're going to see how easy it is to be replaced. And then it was not easy. And boy, that was a disaster. Horrible. I mean, if ever you wanted a successful strike to show that you can't just replace us, that's like the best I've ever seen. I think, you know, maybe air traffic controllers, I don't think people are super comfortable when you say, well, especially after seeing something like that with the NFL, where you go, we'll just bring in their backups. You go, if you're old enough to remember the NFL's the official strike, then you'd be like, I don't know that I want the
backup. Don't forget Keanu Reeves was a replacement player.
Lazo, your parents lived in Florida.
They did. Well,
and where they lived, that island didn't used to be an island, right? It used to be a peninsula, and then, didn't they live in an area that now had a bridge? It didn't used to have a bridge because it used to be connected by land?
Sanibel
was it
and
Sanibel?
Captiva.
Okay.
Were connected, and then a hurricane came through and ripped them apart.
Yeah, so now you've got water there, and it becomes
I think Sanibel was always an island.
Okay, so it was
Captiva. So it was a big island, Sanibel,
I didn't
Captiva,
think it was Sanibel.
But now
okay.
It split the two of them.
So with Hurricane Milton, that's happened again.
So there's another?
They're acting like there's been more. No, just in Florida in general.
Okay.
And that's a story this morning. They're talking about how this has altered the landscape of Florida drastically, and these places now, you know, have water, and they're basically islands. And I'm thinking, yeah, but if you look at Florida, if you've ever flown into Florida, especially if you're in South Florida, it looks like you're flying over a koi pond. I mean, when you're in the air over South Florida, it's just, it looks like a swamp. It looks like floating dots of land with water in it, around it, all over the place. So, but the news is the news, and they got to have something to talk about. I'm not saying it's not a big deal. It's obviously a huge deal if you live there. Suddenly you need a bridge, and you didn't need a bridge before. But Florida is filled with areas that used to be connected that aren't connected anymore because a hurricane hit. I think that
this
happens.
Morning, more and more people returning to destroyed homes and tattered communities. Jay Hager and his wife own timeshares at the Sea Oats Beach Club in Manasota Key.
I've been coming here for 40 years and never seen anything close to this.
The island permanently altered. Parts split in two. Milton also shutting down Port Tampa and knocking out power to gas stations, disrupting access to fuel across the state.
These gas lines are ridiculous here in St. Pete.
To help, the state opening up 12 fuel distribution sites.
We have fuel for the public. Not even charging you. Free gas. Imagine that.
Free gas. If you want to be a popular politician, keep giving out free gas. But they have to because the there's no power to the gas pumps. So they just bring out tanker trucks full of fuel and they say, fill up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they give you they don't actually say fill up. I think they give you $10, $20, something like that. It's a limit. But I don't like when they talk to the timeshare guy. Nothing against the timeshare guy, but he's like, I've been coming here for 40 years. Well, you've been coming here. You know, when you're allowed. Right. Like, you can talk to a local resident, you know, if you're going to say, I've never seen anything like
it. Where was it?
Who lived
there?
I don't remember now where they said he lived. What was the name of that place?
I don't remember.
I don't know. But, where they did show where those timeshares were, you know, now there's water going through there. And they're like, permanently changed. And I saw stories about that.
Do I have to build a bridge?
Yeah. I don't know if they have to build a bridge in that location or not. I would assume so.
Get to the other side.
Looks like you need it to me. You could tell me that, no, that water will eventually go away. But if it's permanent, then you're going to need a bridge. Yeah. So, and that's what happens in most of these. That's what happens. And there are bridges all over. There must be more bridges in South Florida per capita than anywhere else in America. They're everywhere. To get to everything, there's bridges because there's water separating you, and it's water that if you look at it from above, you can tell probably wasn't always there. It happens with these hurricanes, and I heard this meteorologist was on TV this morning because these meteorologists are getting death threats against them. Meteorologists, like one woman is a meteorologist in Michigan, and she's talking about getting these death threats. She's like, please stop saying that you're going to kill me. I guess they think the meteorologists are part of this conspiracy to change the weather?
Are they still on that?
Yeah, they're seeding the hurricanes. This D.C. meteorologist was talking about, he looks pretty young. You can tell he's like, I did not know I was signing up for this. But he's talking about how ridiculous it is to say that humans can control hurricanes because of the amount of energy that's in a hurricane. Now, what he said here is pretty crazy. Listen to how powerful
there are people who think we're manipulating hurricanes, creating them, and realistically, you know, one hurricane burns through about more energy than the entirety of the world's energy production times 200. A hurricane might have the energy of 10,000 nuclear bombs. And so to 10,000? See these ideas proliferating on social media is not only alarming, but I think indicative of kind of American culture at this point.
Wait, hold on. So a hurricane has more energy in it than all of the world's production, what, in a ever or in an hour? Times 200. He said all the world's production times 200.
Right,
all the world's production
in a day,
like,
I'm guessing.
In a day?
Yeah.
Okay, and then 10,000 nuclear bombs?
Yeah.
A big hurricane has the energy of 10,000 nuclear bombs? Boy, I didn't know that. If you said, how many nuclear bombs does it take to make a hurricane? I'd be like, one. 25%. I don't know.
Right.
I mean, I'd certainly rather have a hurricane at my state than 10,000 nuclear bombs. I know that when you put it that way, I guess a lot of energy, but...
A hurricane just brings... I mean, I say just, but just brings...
Right.
Rain and wind, water, as opposed to fire.
Yeah, fire
is radiation. Always a bitch.
Radiation sucks. And
giant fire bombs.
And nuclear winters.
Yeah,
you hate those.
Like, you know, so, yeah, it does have more energy, but usually not as devastating.
Then the sun comes out the next day. So that part is better, I will say. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back and talk about the other biggest story in the news today, which is Diddy. More charges, more stories. Now you got this. Did you see these?
No.
You got additional lawsuits against Combs, including a 16-year-old, a guy who was 16 years old at the time. And all of them, I think all of them so far that I've read, have stories related to what happened to them. So, you know, he just can't catch a break. But I'll tell you about it next.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock. It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
The order of hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Hi.
Hi. We're finishing the news.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. So, what's his name? Puff Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
Sean Diddy Combs.
Mm-hmm.
More charges against him. More lawsuits, I guess. He's got enough of them already, I would think.
Like 100 and some?
Yeah, well, he had in that one day, he had 120 more that were added. That was after he'd already been put in jail. And that lawyer came forward and said, like, yeah, we got 120 new ones. And now you've got more. And this one includes, I think, the big headline in this is that there's a guy in this lawsuit who says that the abuse or whatever, assaults happened to him when he was 16 years old. So
this morning, Sean Diddy Combs is facing a new rash of civil lawsuits alleging sexual assault, including by one accuser who says he was 16 at the time. In separate lawsuits, six anonymous accusers, women and men, allege the music mogul assaulted them between 1995 and 2021 in various places like a department store stockroom, a hotel bathroom, and at Combs's famous white parties in the Hamptons.
Yeah, the white party in
white
the Hamptons,
party, right?
Yes, where they wear all white. And there's a picture of this guy who is accusing him, the one that says he was 16 at the time. There's a picture of him with, it Combs has got his arm around him. They blur his face, but it's supposedly the guy when he was 16. He says that Combs told him to pull down his pants and present himself.
Yeah.
And so there's that.
You did that to Snow Cone once, so.
Nobody forced me to, though, and I wasn't 16, I was older. There's also a girl who says...
You forced Snowcomb, though, to show his wiener.
He wasn't 16, and I didn't force him. That's not forced. Anyhow, just because I was his boss.
And he threatened
and
him
I told
his
him
job.
To, right, but he still had a choice to make. one of the women says that she was at a party, at a different party, and that she was locked in a bathroom with Combs. And that, I don't know, it's not clear to me if they're saying, if she's saying Combs said it or that somebody else said it. It seems like she's saying Combs said, basically, you know why you're here. And then forced her to do sexual acts against her will. So, you know, I'm starting to think that maybe this guy broke some rules.
Right, yeah.
I'm thinking maybe this guy was doing things he wasn't supposed to. I know we believe all ditties.
Yeah.
But
you're starting to doubt that a little bit?
Should we reassess that? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. And where are his friends? Like, are they still supporting him?
He doesn't seem to
he
have.
He doesn't really seem to have a lot of friends that are coming out of the woodwork saying, I know Diddy, and Diddy didn't do this.
Right.
You're not hearing that. The only person saying that is his lawyer, who kind of sucks.
That'd be a good song, though. I know Diddy.
And Diddy didn't do it.
Diddy didn't do it is a good song.
That's a good hook right
Diddy
there.
Diddy didn't do it is a good band name, too.
Not bad. Oh, I never told you my band name of the day. I'll tell you off the air.
What is it? You can tell
me. No. I'll tell you off the air. Anyhow, six new lawsuits, including, you know, men and minors. It's not great. And false entrapment. You got to be careful that false entrapment thing, you know. I've heard that come up a lot since the Me Too movement kicked off. You know, you can't lock a bedroom door. Don't do that.
No, you probably shouldn't.
But I mean, like, even if you got somebody over, I think if you go to put your hand on that lock, you should look at the person and say, is it okay with you if I lock this door because there's
a bedroom door?
Well, or even the house, I think.
The front door?
Maybe. Mm. I think you got to be careful. I think you got to say, hey, is it, like, my lock on my front door is kind of hard to unlock, and because, you know, the house is kind of settled, and it's a really old door.
It's got to be damn near impossible. I mean,
okay,
Brooke's been there for years.
Here we go. It is hard for her to unlock.
I bet.
Yeah. So, but I'm just saying, if someone came over to the house, and I locked that door, you know, I could see someone saying, oh, it was false imprisonment. He locked the door. I couldn't get it unlocked. And they said, what do you mean you couldn't get it unlocked? Who are you, Matt Lauer? And I'm like, no. It's just it sticks a little bit. You know, it's a little tough. So I think with that false imprisonment thing, no bathrooms, no bedrooms with locks on the doors. No. If you're going to lock the door, you need to ask first.
Well, I think that's fair.
And then I think as far as the other stuff goes, you know, it goes without saying, no 16-year-olds, men or women, unless you're 16. I don't know how that works even. I'm not sure. I don't know what the laws are. I remember when I first met you, there was a story that we talked about on the air in Georgia. Boy. No, remember it was like the Romeo and Juliet. They were trying to pass these Romeo and Juliet laws because there was a kid down there. I think it was in Georgia. It was one of those three southern states, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia. And he was a black kid, and they were trying to put him in prison.
Oh, that's
remember, because
right.
he was like 17 and she was 16, or he was 18 and she was 17. Yeah. They were like a year or less than a year apart in age, but there were no laws protecting that. So I don't know, when you have teenage kids, if you have to look into that and tell your kids, like, hey, here's the rules. I know it's a conversation you do not really want to have with your kids. Sounds like an uncomfortable one. But is it one that you have to have? I don't know. You've got teens. Is something that's ever crossed your mind?
No.
I just assume that it'll be fine. It'll be fine. Make good choices. That's what you say. You say, make good choices. Make good choices. Don't go to Diddy parties. Don't go to white parties in the Hamptons until you're 18. And
I mean, now that's obvious.
Well, now, right.
Well, back then, like, if my kid was like, yo, I got invited to a Diddy party in the Hamptons.
You think he's the next Bieber.
I'm like, all right.
Right. This is the path to stardom.
Got to go to K&G Superstore and get you some white pants, man.
That's right. Which we can do, and
yeah,
we will.
Absolutely. I've done it myself. Yes. I know where they are.
Yes. I actually just got a white dress shirt there within the last year. So, you know, if he needs to borrow it. But, never mind. You can't go there. You can't go there. We know that now. No Diddy parties. Don't go to rappers' parties when you're underage. Don't send your kids to just don't send it. Rock and roll, rap, I don't think it matters. They just don't need to go to that stuff. Do you see Starbucks? I don't go to Starbucks a lot. Are you guys big Starbucks guys? I didn't think so. I know. Well, like, when I lived in Seattle, you started to learn why Starbucks is from there and why coffee culture is so big. It's because it's cloudy and dark and rainy all the time.
I'm always tired.
Like, you're always tired. You're trying to just wake the hell up. But when it comes to my coffee, I feel like I usually drink my coffee at home. Sometimes you'll have snow cone grab or something. That's a nice little treat. But I'm not regularly stopping by a coffee place. If I stop to get coffees at the gas station.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. So I don't know much about what's been going on at Starbucks. Ew, there's a 7-Eleven cup right there. I saw they're going to close a bunch of 7-Elevens. I thought
they are.
Yeah, I hope they don't close yours. Yeah, that's what I. Maybe we
got look. There, snow cone. What the hell is that?
Instructions on how to take his allergy medicine. You don't
allergy
need to read
for
all that.
What?
He's got allergies. His nose gets runny in the evenings. He's never had allergies before.
Well, I've had them. I've gotten them more and more each year. It's like since I was like 30.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just like when I get
home. So for 20 years?
Yeah, I knew that was coming. Now it's just been miserable and nice. I'm trying to figure it out.
You just take the medicine. You don't need to read that.
I want to make sure. I'm doing it right.
Oh,
my
God. I'll show you how to use it.
What is it? What'd you get?
Which did you decide? Flonase?
Flonase, yeah.
Yeah. You just sprayed up your nose and you're done.
You don't have to get a prescription.
Okay.
Right?
He didn't get a prescription. He's just
reading
reading the instructions.
Oh, he just went and bought it himself?
Yeah, he went and got it at Target. Now he's reading
the instructions.
Just
spray it up your nose, dude.
Just spray it.
Okay.
Jesus.
God,
if you go to Starbucks a lot, you're going to have to, I don't know, pay more or something, because they're not doing the buy one, get one. I guess Starbucks has been having a little bit of trouble. They're also going to remodel their stores or something. Who cares?
The new CEO is cutting back on those promotional offers. So you're not going to see those buy one, get one free deals or any of those other deep discounts that the coffee chain was using to try to lure customers back. Now, the hope is that this will help reposition Starbucks back to a premium brand while also reducing strain on employees who get swamped handling all those deals.
Now, I was reading about this morning. I was thinking, man, being a CEO would be tough. That's a tough position when the company's not doing well and they're like, hey, we need to turn things around. And I thought I couldn't handle that stress. But then I thought about it. CEOs fail all the time. CEOs have really bad runs. This recent CEO of Nike, right? He's made news. I guess he's not there anymore. But, you know, things didn't work out for him at all. It was like all those decisions that he made undone. But while you're there, you still make tons of money. So, yeah, I would do it, of course. I was thinking this morning, like, yeah, I wouldn't do that. Well, no, of course you would, because that's the thing. Once you make it to CEO, they're asking you, you know, all right, you're in charge. That's it. You make these decisions, and you start reporting to the shareholders, I guess.
Yeah, the board.
The board.
And
but
you say, you know, no more discounts.
You just got to act like you know what you're doing. That's it. Like, everything in life. Here's what we're going to do to fix things.
I know people are complaining about the prices of stuff. We're going to go ahead and raise them.
Yeah, no more coupons. Yeah. We're going to put new furniture in there. Give it 2 years. And you're thinking to yourself, I get paid $30 million a year.
For 2 years?
Just give me 2 years.
Well, they fire me within 5 years, they're going to pay me like $100
million. That's all you got to do is come up with like a 2-year plan. You can come up with a 2-year plan once you're a CEO of one of these big companies. You're set for life. That's it. It doesn't have to work.
I think once they hire you.
Yeah, you're in. You're in. Because even if you are the most unsuccessful CEO ever, if they're like, God, everything that person did was undone because it was so stupid. Doesn't matter. They don't just take your money back. They don't say, you owe us money. That's not part of the deal. They pay CEOs a crap ton of money. And that's it.
Yeah, I don't know how you become one, but
I think you pretend.
That, would you?
Pretend
after
like you know.
After you're done reading the instructions to
Flonase. Don't ask for his help.
After you're done reading the instructions to Flonase, would you please figure out how I can become a CEO? On it?
If we're asking him, it's not going to happen. And speaking of money, a guy in UCLA, what do you call him there? A professor? He's a rocket scientist, an actual rocket scientist who works for UCLA. He says he's homeless. Well, he actually says, I'm not technically homeless, but I am technically homeless. He has a place to stay, but he doesn't have a home. He's got all of his stuff in a storage facility. Why? Because UCLA doesn't pay him enough to rent a place. So he's saying, hey, I need them to pay me more money because I can't afford to rent an apartment, even though I'm a rocket scientist at UCLA. And I'm pretty sure this is me talking here, but isn't it real expensive to go to UCLA? When we start talking about how much schools cost, I don't think that's like a cheap one. Well, I think even if you're in-state, it's not like a cheap school.
I think that's one of the ones where you can go for cheaper if you're in-state.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. But it's not like a cheap school.
No,
of
course.
It's an expensive school. So, you know, pay this rocket scientist enough to get an apartment.
A little while ago, I had to move all of my stuff into one of these storage units. I'm only being paid $70,000 for this academic year. The rent in Los Angeles is incredibly expensive. It's $2,500 for a one-bedroom apartment, so I'm no longer able to afford that.
Now, this rocket scientist is no football coach, but still, he's something.
Yeah, I'm not saying give him $3
million. No.
Well, you know, $100,000 if that's what he wants.
Seems
go ahead
like
and figure that out.
Reasonable.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.